Hey ladies, big fan of the movie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If all you three ladies can say briefly, how did it feel coming into this franchise that, you know, it's already established cast and crew? How welcoming were they to you guys? You know, the new kids in the block, as you say.
Well, I'll start off first, I guess, just because I was the first coming to this project. And I think what's interesting about it is, even though it is a sequel, it's almost like an anthology because it feels along the lines of the first film because Mac and Kelly are there. But it really is its own kind of standalone project because, you know, they kind of went through a more societally relevant driven kind of film, and in the sense that they decided to tackle a lot of gigantic issues that all of us young women are dealing with right now, and they decided to do it in terms of levity, and they decided to not, you know, beat us over the head with some educational movie about it, but to make it fun and exciting, which I think was interesting for all of us to come into, which made it not feel like a sequel in a sense, but more like something that was more individualized.
Yeah, it was incredible to come in, as far as everyone was so welcoming, ridiculously warm and kind and generous with their time. And I'm very new to all of this. This is my first movie in theater. So for me, thank you. These girls and also all the returning cast and Nick were so kind to me as far as helping me out when I was confused or all of that stuff, and just being a very warm group of people. And it totally feels like its own movie. I think you could see this movie without having seen Neighbors 1 and enjoy it just as much and not be confused at all, because we're all completely new, not only to the story, but to the setting. So we give you a lot of intro as far as that goes.
Hey.
Hi.
Doing a sequel can be really scary, I think, depending on, like, if you trust the hands that you're in. But I trust Nick Stoller, and I trust Seth, and I trust their choices and the actors that I'm working with. So it was really exciting to kind of jump into something that, it does feel like its own separate movie. And like Beanie said, you don't have to see the first one to really know what's going on here. And it's also cool to be able to give something to everybody that is relatable and starts a political conversation without shoving anything down their throat. The whole movie starts a conversation. An open conversation. Oh.
Nick.
Nick Stoller.
That's like every day on set. You can hear him from
It starts an open conversation. And I think that we need that right now, is to be able to have an opinion and have a conversation about something. We're always ready to jump down each other's throats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you have been to college, but I can certainly relate to the gross and possibly scary college party. What do each of you think people in college can do to make parties better?
PSA about making parties better in college. Feel peer pressure to drink a ton of alcohol. It's like a big issue, I guess. It's like a teenager in general.
Binge drinking is feel
horrible. You have no idea.
You don't know what's going on. Yeah. Like, it's okay to hang back. It's okay to be that person fake texting in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Yeah. We all can do that.
I think we college, and I think that it can be really scary. And I think that's my favorite thing about our part of the movie, is it shows the genuine fear that the first couple weeks of college come with. And I love that you see us be really scared, and then you see our friendship grow throughout the movie, and that's exactly how making friends at college works. But I think, just hold on to your drink. Hold on to that drink and just touch it real tight. You put it down, pick up a new cup for your own drink, and that's about it.
It's so dark, Beanie.
That's so true.
Kate, my character has a moment where she doesn't take that advice.
Yeah.
So,
and then you start making out with Ike Barinholtz.
And then I start making out with Ike Barinholtz. So
that's how it works.
Hi, you guys are also part of
Epic. Yes.
You're more than welcome to.
Yeah. We're not ageists.
Well, what I love about the film is that, sometimes when a male writer is writing female parts, it usually reads like the male's writing.
Yeah.
So Nicholas said that he let you guys have some input, because he wanted to avoid that. So can you talk about, how excited it was to collaborate with somebody like that in that aspect?
I mean, it's obviously very exciting, like you said, to collaborate with someone that, I mean, it's, it, he has so like such a platform, and as a director, he has so much power to make any movie that he wants. Being Nicholas Stoller, and
the fact that he
took that opportunity to do something for women. Mm. I mean,
he's so pro feminine, though.
Yeah,
he is so pro femme. Like him and his wife
and his daughters.
And his daughters. Yeah. He is one of the most like emotionally in touch man, to be honest.
Yeah. And he trusted us. Yeah. He trusted us when we would come to him and be like, "This isn't how girls talk. This isn't how we get to know each other." Because there was that conversation of like, we don't talk about that stuff. You know, like when we're having the conversation about having sex for the first time, like the funny questions that you ask a girl, like, "Well, does your mom know?"
Yeah,
did you tell your mom? Like those little moments that are really important. Yeah. He allowed us to. He trusted us that those actually happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Great job, ladies. I wanted to ask you first of all, do you have any good, bad neighbor stories? And how do you guys, in your own life, be good neighbors?
Well, I don't really know if I'm a good or a bad neighbor because I call the cops on everyone. And no one ever expects this about me, but just yesterday, there were a bunch of hooligans on the empty lot next to my house.
Sorry, how old are you, Chloe?
It was 6:30 p.m. and they were doing all kinds of things, smoking ganja, and I called the cops.
You're the worst ever.
I'm really bad, but I'm a citizen, you know?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm fighting.
You're doing your duty.
Just don't park your car in front of my house because I'm going to get a tow. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm crotchety or if I'm good, but that's just my story.
How about you guys?
Yeah, I had a really weird story where I was at, I just told this story in another thing. I was at J. Crew. It's going somewhere. And I was with my friend Ben, and he was in the stall, the changing room next to me, and we were changing, and I was like, you know, the pants work, the dress doesn't work, and he's calling to me about what's his clothes, whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear this deep male voice that's not my friend Ben go, 123 ABC Street. I'm not going to give my real address, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what? Just like someone calling out your address over a dressing room stall. I was so freaked out, and I'm like, you know, I'm like mid-changing, and I'm like, what? And he peeks out, and he's like, it's me, Mr. Putnam, your next door neighbor. And I was like, that was a weird move, dude. Like, that was a really
Like, that was really pervy.
Yeah, he's nice. It was just like a random thing for him to do.
And then I found him in my bedroom later. He loves Jake Room.
No, he's really nice. He actually rescued my dog once. But, yeah. So he's also
probably kidnapped your dog.
No!
I found your dog!
I found your dog!
The CCTV?
Yeah.
I'll give him. The dog went running out the door. And he saved him. Okay.
I don't really have any. I have no interesting stories. My neighbor right now is hot. So I'll update you guys later. I'll tweet about it if something happens.
I'll Facebook Live.
Shout out. Something.
She might or might not.
I'm not pervy, but I definitely pay attention to the women that come in and out. You know? Yeah.
You're like Samantha Jones.
Yeah, he dated a girl with braids, so I got braids one time. It did nothing.
It did nothing.
Spencer's not interested.
Spencer.
Hi, guys. So, in the film, you're on your phones quite a bit, and a couple of us were just actually talking. Like, I didn't have my enough to date myself. I didn't get my first phone until I was in college. I'm just curious, growing up in a digital age, do you feel like there's any sort of a disconnect, or do you actually feel more connected?
We were talking about this recently, because we are all old enough to remember when Facebook started, and like, more like when Twitter started, and like Instagram, and like when apps became a thing, and like when the first iPhone came out. Like, we kind of saw that happen, but then when we try to talk to even kids that are like 12 or 13, they are so more apt in terms of social media and electronics and stuff, and there's such more, much more of a disconnect. And it's very strange, but for us, I mean, I feel like we're slightly in touch with.
I remember
what
we
it was
were,
before.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Just cut me off.
I remember when we first got to Atlanta, we were doing rehearsals and we were doing a pass through of the script, and I remembered Nick's eyes lit up and he was like, "There are no phones written into this movie," and that's insane. I mean, every college kid you know is on their phone. That's how they socialize. That's how you know about plans. That's how you.
Everything.
You know, all extracurriculars, etc. So I remember the moment that he was like, "We need to put phones into the movie, and then there ended up being a great scene where
with Zach,
has a moment with Teddy around phones, and I think it was definitely important that it's in there because it's true to what's going on right now, and our movie is very of the time. So,
I don't know. There's pros and cons to us being able to be so connected. Obviously, it's amazing when you say you live away from your family and you can do what it's doing, but then there's also not always the safest, and it kind of stops like conversation. Like, I don't need to ask Chloe how she is or what she's been doing. Like, I know what you've been doing exactly. Like, I can look at your Snapchat and I can tell you.
You know all these miscellaneous things.
Right.
That I haven't
I meet
asked
your
them
friends
anything.
And we think that we've met each other.
Yeah.
We see each other online.
Like, I know you. So, oh, no.
Drake, that Chloe's joke.
It can help friendships and conversation, or it can hurt.
It also makes our attention spans really short, I've realized. And unless the conversation is incredibly enthralling, you kind of find yourself being like,
yeah.
Like, it makes you really shut off very quickly, which is strange.
Yeah.
He's so earnest.
Yeah. I feel like, first of all, I feel like he's very much like, I feel like our relationship with
character.
Him is like,
Teddy,
in life is what it is in the movie in terms of like, hey guys, what are you doing? Oh, you're hanging out in the trailer, can I come too?
Can I come hang out?
Is it a girl thing, or can I be there? Just like, of course, trying to like get in the conversation.
He's always like poking
He is very earnest.
We appreciate that you asked us about his personality before you asked us about his body.
We had a real issue with it yesterday.
So many questions like, how do you stop yourself from licking him? And I'm like, he's my coworker.
He's like, you're a woman. You cannot not have a man in front of you and not swoon completely.
It's insane. And so I think he is just as earnest and kind and warm as Teddy is. And he's just like a really great dude. And I think we all really respect him a lot.
Shout out to Zach.
And his body's nice. Okay.
And he looks really good.
And he looks really good.
And he's passionate about his body.
Okay. It's a lot of dedication.
I'm just curious about you three. How many of you were aware that the fact that sororities can't throw parties? And not to date myself, but I went to school in D.C., Washington, D.C., and they wouldn't even let sororities in the house because there was an old law in the book that said six women or more living in one place is a brothel. Love how that line made it into
Did you know that?
What?
About the
joke? Did we know that when
we made that joke in the movie? You knew that?
Yeah!
Did you know that?
No!
I just thought it was a good joke.
Yeah, me too. I had no
idea. Oh my god. Cluing in.
No, it's so intense.
I did not know that was a law.
These laws are insane.
They're so antiquated.
They're so stupid.
Oh, wow.
That really just like...
Yeah.
Wow, just processing.
I went to college and... Only a few fraternities had houses, and our one sorority didn't have a house. But it's just insanity. I was vaguely aware of it. I don't know if I realized to that extent. It's so stupid, and I hope our movie helps in some way. Yeah.
I mean, it seems unrealistic. It's so antiquated at this point in time. But then again, you know, there's a lot of things in the collegiate system that are incredibly antiquated and, you know, have not changed. There's a lot of sexism and a lot of issues for women in the college educational system. Sadly.
All right, thanks, guys.
What a happy way to end it.
You know,
I think we hit roofing.
You know, we hit it all.
You guys were all great. You need your